You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
And taking the shot, LeBron down field. He gets the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown. The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, what does he throw?
Welcome, everyone, to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, May 13th, currently 12:16 on the East Coast, here to break down some more player props for the NBA action in the playoffs on Friday night. A pair of game sixes on the board between the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, and the second game of the night, the Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors. Both the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors looking to close out their series to advance to their respective conference finals. But we're here to discuss some player props. And joining me, as usual, on Fridays, I know we had last Friday off, but we're back. We're going to be here, like I said, throughout the playoffs. It's my main man on the East Coast, Will Rivera. Will, how you doing, my man?
Chilling, Munoz, chilling, man. Like you said, a couple of good games tonight. So probably a closeout, man. I think both teams are going to close out tonight at home. So it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to definitely be interesting. So I'm looking forward to these two games coming up.
Yeah, man, we have at least one game seven that we know of last night. You know, Dallas gets the victory on their home floor. They got the victory 113-86, game seven on Sunday in Phoenix between those two squads. I'm hoping we get at least one more game seven, but, you know, we can discuss that here. But, well, I wanted to ask you about Chris Paul, and he seems like, and we talked about this on the NBA pod, I kind of want to get your thoughts, but Chris Paul doesn't look like the player or the guy that we're used to seeing dominating on the offensive side of the basketball, right? Whether that's, you know, racking up the assists, getting the dimes, or even, you know, putting up 15 to 20 points a game like he usually does. It seems like, and Scott mentioned this, I think he put it the right way in the handicap of it, is that they're really making Chris Paul work on the defensive side of the basketball, where they're kind of switching everything. And maybe that's where his energy is kind of, you know, getting used up, where he's not as effective on the offensive side of the basketball. I mean, being age 37, at this juncture of the season, it does take it, the wear and tear, you know, starts to pile up. And we know Chris Paul has dealt with injuries over the past several off seasons that he's been a part of, but what have you kind of seen from Chris Paul so far, maybe an overall from this Phoenix team, from an overall player, you know, performance on this Phoenix team, in particular Chris Paul?
Man, listen, I just got two words for that. Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson's been making him work, man. I mean, if you look at the last four games. He scored 28, 18, 21, 18. So he's definitely making them work. You know, he's not only just a shooter from the perimeter, but he's trying to take them off the dribble, driving to the basket, making them pick up some cheap fouls there and stuff, especially like last night. Early on, man, Jalen Brunson, you know, much younger than CP3, obviously. But yeah, just making them work on the defensive side. And I think that is affecting them on the offensive side. So, yeah, man, it's just sad. If they do go out, it's going to be sad because this is like one of the postseasons within the last several years where he hasn't been riddled with injury, right? Mm-hmm. And he has been able to be on the floor. So if they do go out with a healthy Chris Paul, that's just, yeah, that's just not something that anybody would have thought going into the postseason.
Yeah, it's been a crazy series, and I think I was completely wrong about this Dallas team. I'll be the first one to admit that I thought that the Phoenix Suns would have an easy time. You know, or not an easy time, but I thought they would get it done in six games. But, you know, last night they had the opportunity, but this has been a series where the home team has won every single game so far. And I think, if you know, we'll see what happens on Sunday if that trend kind of continues here for Game 7. But I think that you got to give a lot of credit to Dallas as well. You know, I mean, Luka has been playing out of his mind in this playoff series and the playoffs so far. And I don't think there's a single person in the NBA that can stay in front of Luka and really try to contain him and let him get to wherever he wants. Making the shot is a different question because we know he loves that fadeaway 3-point shot or the step back 3-point shot, but this is a guy that can get to the basket at will. And I think the amount of work that Luka has put in, especially with the footwork that he has, I think has been absolutely fantastic. And it's really fun to watch a player like Luka. But Game 7 is going to be on Sunday, like I mentioned, between these two teams. So battle out to see who gets to the Western Conference Finals. I guess on a broader text here, Will, what have you kind of seen from maybe some other players around maybe some of the other series that have kind of stood out to you? I think Giannis has probably, in my eyes, been the best postseason player thus far. I think I would put a Giannis 1A and Jimmy Butler 1B as my two guys. But have you seen anything else or even on those two guys that you think that are worthy of mentioning here on the PropCast?
Yeah, definitely. So with Giannis, after game two, and not even after the game, but I think after the first half, he figured it out. So after game two, I mean, he's been scoring 42, 34, and 40 points, right? So they made the necessary adjustments that they needed to. But I'll tell you what, man, because all season long, this guy just been screwing me over with my parlays and my street bets and everything. That's Drew Holiday. But I think ever since Middleton went out, you know, he knew that he had to step up. Right. Obviously being that an all-star in the past and having to step up in order for these guys to move forward. You're not getting anything from thing, but you got Allen. He's not Grayson Allen hasn't been giving you anything on the last couple of games. He's not even giving you also defensive last game. That was pretty good. Like stepping up and making him miss that layup at the end. Jason Tatum. It has to.
Yeah, I think that from what we saw from round one between, you know, and I think that one player that you did mention there was Grayson Allen, who was absolutely fantastic for this Milwaukee Bucks team in round one, right? Like coming off the bench, knocking down some 3-point shots. And in the absence of Chris Middleton, I haven't seen that third guy really step up. I mean, give credit to the Bucks. It's really been a collective effort, but Giannis has been, you know, he's been imposing his will, and it seems like he's just getting stronger and stronger as the series kind of, progresses and gets deeper and deeper. But Drew Holiday, I think that's one guy we haven't really discussed a lot just because of what he's been able to do on the defensive side of the basketball. We saw in game five, Will, where he had those two huge defensive plays where pretty much sealed the victory. I mean, give Bobby Portis a lot of credit for getting that rebound off the missed free throw and putting it back up and in to give the Bucks the lead. But Jrue Holiday, he had that block on Marcus Smart, and then he had the steal when they were trying to tie it up, and he just robbed them of that ball and just dribbled it down to his end, and that was pretty much the game. So, you know, we're not sure if we're going to get Chris Middleton back. I know there's been some rumblings that he may return for game six tonight, or maybe a possibly game seven if it does get that far. But I think that if the Bucks do advance, that they will get Chris Middleton back here for the Milwaukee Bucks. And obviously that's a huge boost for them, because I think that's the type of player that they can use, especially in the fourth quarter, where it seems like, I think it was back in game four, where Giannis just looked like he was out of gas. And he kind of needed to take a minute or two before coming back in with about 4 minutes left. So, Milwaukee looks like, you know, the same championship team from last season. I'm sorry. But again, this is going to be a great game here tonight between the Bucks and the Celtics. But well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break here, but we'll come back and then we will dive into our player props for the Friday night action in these two game sixes. We're brought to you by WinBet. Make sure to get down on Win's Bet 50 Win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WinBet Casino is offering 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And of course, don't forget to get involved in their same game parlays with the Win's own Build Your Own Bet feature. All users can receive a $20 free bet when they win, lose, or push on a three or more leg parlay between Thursday through Saturday. Players can take advantage of the offers on the NBA playoffs. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WinBet app or visit WynNBet.com and get started today. Offers subject to change. Terms and conditions at WinBet.com. Must be 21 years or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And now on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there, and I use it for mine. It's a game-changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can make money on Sleeper too by playing their new over-under game. It's super simple. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. For example, number of points in basketball or hits in baseball. Then choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. The main reason I'm excited about over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with a tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some plays. On your mobile device, join our listeners group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. So make sure to use promo code SGPNBA when you get over to Sleeper. Again, on your mobile device, just go to sleeper.com/SGPNBA to get a 100% deposit match up to $100. All right, coming off of the break, let's get into our player props here for tonight. Will, I'm going to give you the floor first, my man. First player prop for tonight, what do you got?
I just spoke about him, man, but I'm hoping that tonight, you know, It's a closeout game. I hope he comes through and he does what he did the last couple games, man. And I like Jrue Holiday to get over 6.5 assists. I mean, he's also not only dishing out the ball, but contributing also on the boards and on the offensive side, because that's going to be the other guy behind Giannis that's going to have to put up points. Not getting anything from Brook Lopez, right? And not getting anything from the other guys in Grayson Allen. Here and there, it's hit or miss with Bobby Portis, but I think that Jrue Holiday is going to be that guy. So I think that he's going to have a great game all around, not only with the assists, but also points and rebounds. So I like his number where it's at right now at 6.5. So I'm going over that number for tonight.
Yeah, Jrue Holiday obviously has been that second best player for the Milwaukee Bucks in this series right after Giannis. And you kind of take a look at the box score for Jrue Holiday. You know, obviously he's going to play the minutes, right? And again, when you have a guy like Chris Middleton out, Jrue Holiday has stepped up in a huge way for the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm trying to pull up his box score here and kind of take a look at how he's been able to, what he's been able to do. He's averaging
so the last three games. Yeah. My fault. The last four games, he's had a seven assists, three assists, but he added 25 points in 42 minutes. So, you know, that was the offsetting over there, but the last two games, nine assists and eight assists, right?
Yeah.
So it was a pretty balanced game there. And I actually wouldn't even be surprised if tonight he goes for a double, double, you know, he'll give you a double, double somewhere. And so he's definitely putting up the points, which, you know, this guy, like I said, man, he's been that player even back to his days when he was playing to give you 20 points and 10 assists a game. And I think that tonight he goes over that mark, man. So I love the number where it's at right now, 6.5.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, you kind of take a look, especially in four of the last five games so far for Jrue Holiday. He's played 40 or more minutes in every single one of those games here so far for the Milwaukee Bucks, which brings me to my first player prop, which is also going to be Jrue Holiday. But I'm looking at a defensive stat here, and it's going to be over 1.5 steals for me for Jrue Holiday. And he's had at least two steals in four of the five games so far in the playoffs against the Boston Celtics in this round two matchup. Last game, he only got one steal, but he's really filling it up on the blocks and steals. He had at least three steals in three out of the five games here so far. He's had at least two steals in four out of the five games so far, like I mentioned. And then we saw it at the end of game five where he just comes up and he plays just, I mean, he's a great defensive player. There's no shying away from that. We need to talk about that. He's a great two-way player and he really fills it up on the defensive side of the basketball. You know, he doesn't really get the blocks. I mean, he did have two crucial blocks in game five, but I'm looking at the steals here at over 1.5 over on WynnBET last night, where it's getting at -135. So I'm expecting that defensive intensity to continue here tonight, especially in that first half where we've seen points have been at a premium, at least in that first half. And you kind of go back and look at the box scores, that it's really been around a 50 to 48 type of score, a 48, 47, really low scoring. That offense really picks up in the second half. But from a defensive standpoint, it starts and stops with Jrue Holiday, especially on that perimeter, right? Like I mentioned, he had those stops against Marcus Smart, but he's been really good all throughout the series so far for the Milwaukee Bucks against the Boston Celtics. So we both like Jrue Holiday here tonight, Will. You like him for his assist. I like him for his steals. Hopefully he doesn't let us down here tonight, my man. But let's get over to your next player prop, brother. What do you got?
Now, I'm going to the second game here. And I think that, playing at home, I think that these guys are going to pretty much wrap it up tonight at home. They got blown out last game with Ja Morant. Steph to get it done tonight, man. I like Steph to get it done point-wise. His number right now is at 27.5. I love that number. I think that he's going to be able to score 28-plus tonight. He's going to have to in order to keep this game close. To win it out. Klay Thompson, not really as reliable as, you know, we've known him to be in the season. And then Jordan Poole, he's just been disappearing at the last couple of games. So it's going to be all on the shoulders on Steph, especially if they want to go ahead and close it out tonight at home in Golden State.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this is my second prop as well here for tonight is Steph Curry. And I think that, you know, you kind of hit the nails on the head about Klay Thompson. He's kind of been inconsistent, right? I mean, he got off to a good start in game five against the Memphis Grizzlies, but Memphis Grizzlies just played a very better game in that game against the Golden State Warriors. I mean, they just, like you said, they blew him out of the water. But for me, I'm looking at Steph Curry, and I've kind of looked back at what he's done at home against the in the playoffs here so far. And he's been really good. I mean, we talk about Steph Curry. I think this is a game where he's going to have to come out and respond, especially after the comments that he did make with, you know, the whole thing with the trending on Twitter with Whoop That Trick. And you know what I mean? And he came out and just the Golden State Warriors overall just did not have a great game. And, you know, if you kind of take a look at game, at least of the home games of what Steph Curry has done for this team, if we go all the way back to the first round against the Denver Nuggets, Curry has scored 30 or more points. He scored 30 or more points in that round one series in two out of three games. So far in this series against the Grizzlies, he scored 30 or more points in both home games so far. So overall for this series, four out of the five games so far, he scored 30 or more points. We're asking him to get 28 or more points here tonight. And I think it's really going to have to be on the back of Steph Curry. It's time for him to showcase why he's one of the best players in this in the NBA, why he's a top five, top 10, whatever you may think, player in the NBA. And I think that it's not out of the possibility where Steph comes out tonight and makes 5, 6, 7 3-point shots. He can get to the basket. You know, we know he can knock down the free throws. He has the ability to get to the free throw line. And again, Steph Curry is shooting about 48.4% from the floor in home games. And he's averaging about 4 3-point made shots while shooting 39% from beyond the arc. So I think we're both in agreement here, Will, that he's going to have a big game for the Golden State Warriors here tonight. And I think that he's going to lead them to victory to punch their ticket. Into the Western Conference Finals. So Steph Curry over 27.5 points for both myself and Will here tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies in game six. Well, let's take a quick break here, my man. We will come back and then we will get into our final player prop. And then we'll wrap it up with best bets and some final thoughts for the slate here tonight. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors. We're also brought to you by Manscaped. Fellas, have you started spring cleaning yet? The carpets need cleaning, the drapes need dusting, and your lawn needs mowing. Spring has sprung and the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the best tools for cleaning aisle 5 in your pants. Time to clear out your winter bush and join the other 4 million men worldwide who trusted Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with promo code SGP. Manscaped has the full package you need for the spring cleaning this year. The Performance Package 4.0 is the only tool you need to keep your boys looking and smelling like the fresh tulips your partner wants. To start off your spring cleaning, use Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer to get the most precise shave on your hedges. Duty mention is waterproof as well. No need to worry about watering your grass with this tool. Equipped with an LED light so you know it'll be a major asset to your new shower routine. Clear your hose and smell the spring air with the Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. After clearing your nose, make sure to get rid of that foul ball smell with the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. The Crop Preserver is an anti-shaving ball deodorant and moisturizer. The Crop Reviver, spray-on toner for your balls. Keep your boys from sticking to your leg and leave them smelling like fresh flowers. Finish off your grooming routine with the Plow 2.0, the perfect razor for the finest shave on your face. Because if you're using your Lawnmower 4.0 on your balls and your face, you're doing it wrong, boys. The start of spring also marks the start of Testicular Cancer Awareness Month in April. Manscaped has partnered with Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35 and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as part of their We Save Balls initiative. Smell oh so fresh and so clean this spring. So all you have to do to get 20% off plus free shipping is go to manscaped.com and use promo code SGP. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code SGP at manscaped.com. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life. All right, coming off of the break here, had a little bit of audio issues there, but I think we figured it out here. So just to kind of recap our first player props, we're both on Jrue Holiday. Will has his first player prop over 6.5 assists for Jrue Holiday. I like Jrue Holiday over 1.5 steals for tonight. And then we both like Steph Curry here tonight to get over 27.5 points here tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies in game six on their home floor. So let's continue with our picks here, Will. I'll give you the floor first here for your player prop number three, my man. What do you got?
All right. So like I said, I think both home teams are going to wrap it up tonight, man. And game six effort. So the last one, and this is going to be pretty much my play of the day for tonight, is going to be Giannis over 33.5 points. Again, we talked about the things that Jrue Holiday is doing, not only on the offensive side, but also on the defensive side. But I think that it starts and finishes with Giannis, right? So, yeah. Like I said, after not even, it was like pretty much a game and a half, Boston had him contained. And then in the second half that he just figured it out in game two. And then ever since then, he's just been a force to be reckoned with on the offensive side. So I like him to get over 33.5. And I'm actually going to try to put him up, push this line up to 35 plus, because he's gonna have, like I said, in order for them to close it out at home, I don't think that they're gonna want to go. I know actually that they're not gonna want to go to Boston and play a closeout game over there. So he's gonna do anything and everything possible to close it out tonight in Milwaukee. So I love that number at 33.5.
Yeah, and like we mentioned, we were talking about at the top of the show with Giannis. It just seems like he's getting stronger and stronger as this series kind of goes on, and I think they've kind of figured out where. Where Giannis can be effective, obviously, on the offensive side of the basketball. And I think they've kind of, you know, the Bucks have figured something out with the Celtics defense. But, you know, the Boston Celtics really gave up that lead in the fourth quarter down the stretch there in game five. But Giannis has been absolutely amazing. I mean, this guy, you know, finals MVP, multiple, regular season MVP. So, you know, he's just one of the best players in our league right now. I mean, some can argue he is probably maybe the best player in the league right now for what he's been able to do over the last 2 to 3 seasons here, right? And I think that especially tonight when you're on your home floor, Will, with Giannis, I know this number is up now because I did back him at 31.5 in game five, and I think he got 40 plus in that game. Terrell on the NBA pod this morning said he liked Giannis as well, but he said he wanted to probably maybe ladder that up all the way up to 40 points. So again, I think a lot of us on SGPN family are expecting a big night from Giannis. Again, I would not be surprised if he does have a big night again on their home floor, looking to close it out to advance to a consecutive Eastern Conference Finals here, trying to beat the Boston Celtics on their home floor.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, yeah, and you mentioned talking about the best player, right? I mean, we saw what happened
All right. I think we're getting some audio issues from Will, so I'll try to fill in. And so with Giannis, I think that, we like Giannis here over the 33.5. That's going to be Will's last player prop. And again, expect a big night from Giannis here. So I'll get to my last player prop of the night. It's going to be between the second game of the night. I'm going to stay in there with that Golden State Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies game. I'm going to go with Dylan Brooks under 17.5. And look, Dylan Brooks, I've been on this guy's I've been fading him. I'll put it that way to be nicer. And I think he's just having a very rough playoff series so far for the Memphis Grizzlies. And it's really been, he hasn't been able to find his offensive game. And thus far in the series against the Warriors, Brooks has played significant minutes in 3 games where he's actually played. We know that he missed game 4 due to 1 game suspension for the flagrant 2 foul against Gary Payton II, causing him to miss the remainder of the series with that elbow fracture. But Brooks' struggles go beyond what he's, you know, been not so great on defense either, I think. Offensively, he's only scored 12 or more points. He hasn't scored more than 12 points in any of the games so far against the Golden State Warriors. And this number is at 17.5 here tonight. You know, Brooks' shooting numbers really tell the story, and that's kind of where we really need to know of how much he is struggling in this postseason. He's only shooting about 22% from the field, and he's a woeful 18.1% from beyond the arc. And for the entirety of the postseason, Brooks is only averaging 14.2 points per game, which excludes the game he was ejected from for that flagrant 2, like I mentioned. And he has not, he hasn't made more than five field goals in any of the games against the Warriors so far in the series. The shot volume is there, but it's just not going down for Dylan Brooks right now in this series. And I think I'm expecting really the same from Dylan Brooks here tonight, that he's not going to be a much of a contributor on the offensive side of the basketball. I'm expecting guys like Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr., Tyus Jones, even Steven Adams, you know, he's been good at those putbacks and getting those offensive rebounds and really creating those second chance opportunities, you know, when they made that adjustment of bringing Steven Adams back over the last two games here. So I'm expecting Dylan Brooks to, you know, this number is way too high. I think this number should be around 15 and a half. And I don't think the books have properly adjusted for what Dylan Brooks' struggles have been so far in this postseason. So give me Dylan Brooks. I'm going under 17 and a half points here. As my third player prop bet. Will, do you have any thoughts on this one, my man?
Yeah, I think you're right, man. I think he'll definitely score under that number. I mean, we all know that he's going to take a lot of shots, but it's just it's not about the attempts. It's about how much he makes. So, yeah, he's been struggling, man. He's been struggling all series. But, again, that just doesn't stop him from taking these attempts, which is crazy. I think the coach needs to tell him to go ahead and distribute it. But, you know, they're not getting a lot from Bane either right now. So I think to your point, they're going to have to rely on those two guys. They're going to have to rely on Tyus Jones as well as Triple J, man, to get it done tonight, which I don't think that they will. Yeah. But I think that they're going to, you know, those two guys are going to pretty much have to be the contributors for those guys.
Yeah, I agree, man. Again, Desmond Bane looked pretty good in game five. You know, I mean, I know we've seen like that he's either dealing with some type of back injury that he did suffer early on in the series, but he did look pretty good. Did Desmond Bane in game five, but Dylan Brooks has just not been the answer, especially on the offensive side of the basketball for the Memphis Grizzlies. So I'm going to continue fading here. I'm going to continue fading Dylan Brooks here tonight, under 17 and a half points. Let's take one last break here. We will come back and we will get into best bets for the night. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors. We're brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. That's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private, secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IP Vanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed, your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IP Vanish. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, coming off of the break here, let's get into our best bets. Will, I'm going to give you the floor first here, my man. Best bet for tonight, what do you got?
Staying with my last pick, man, I'm staying out there in Milwaukee with Giannis at 33.5. I think everybody's, you know, I even though that number is kind of high, I think it's still too low for him. So, like I said, I definitely like him to go 30, 35 and a half. And I don't like I don't like that. I'm not upset about that that play, man. I'm not against the laddering up all the way up to 40. So I think I'm going to go ahead and do a play on 33 and a half, 35 plus, and also 40.
All right, there we go. Best bet from Will is going to be Giannis over 33 and a half. And if you're feeling froggy here tonight on Friday night, maybe ladder it up to 35, possibly even 40 for Giannis on his points prop for tonight. So best bet from Will, Giannis Antetokounmpo over 33 and a half points. For my best bet, I'm going to go with Steph Curry here tonight, man, over 27 and a half. I think this number is a little conservative. Like I mentioned, this is a big spot here for the Golden State Warriors. Like, you do not want to get it to game seven against Memphis, because I think that this, the way they got embarrassed in game five, like the Golden State, where there's only one direction you can go. And if in some way they choke this game away, they choke this game away, I think that it's a dream crushing, soul crushing loss. Obviously, when you still have this championship pedigree team, and if it does get to a game seven, we'll have that conversation later. But I think that tonight it's going to have to be led by their superstar player, Steph Curry. And like I mentioned, so far in the playoffs, he's gone over this projection of 27 and a half points. And I believe it's been four out of the five home games so far where he scored 30 or more points. Like I said, going back to the first round against the Denver Nuggets, Steph Curry scored 30 or more in two out of three home games. And then the two home games so far against the Memphis Grizzlies, he scored 28 or more points in both of those games as well. So Golden State looking to close it out here tonight. Look for it to be on the back of Steph Curry to get me 28 or more points here tonight as my best bet. So to recap our picks, best bet from Will, Giannis Antetokounmpo over 33 and a half points. And then for my best bet, Steph Curry over 27 and a half points tonight. That's going to do it for the prop cast here on this Friday edition of our NBA player props for the two game sixes going off tonight. I'm hoping at least we get one more game seven as a selfish basketball fan and the NBA playoffs. But I think I do like the Warriors to close it out here tonight. And I think the coin flip really, and I think the line is indicative of that, is going to be the Boston Celtics and Milwaukee if that gets to a game seven. But we shall see here tonight. But that's going to do it. Will, you have anything else you want to get off your chest? And then let the people know where they can find you, my man.
Yeah, absolutely. No, listen, I'm looking forward to both of these series getting closed out tonight at home by both Milwaukee and Golden State. And I expect that that the best players are staying, man. And you'll see both of us going to hit those props for the overs on those and the points. And you guys can find me on Twitter at @biasedopinions_, and then also contributing over to SGPN.com.
Yeah, make sure to get over to the website as well as download the app for SGPN. Just go to your Google Play Store or App Store. Just put in SGPN. You'll see the logo pop up. Also, do us a favor. Leave us a rating and review for the PropCast as well. We had a good week for the PropCast here so far. We dropped an early MVP odds with myself and Rod. If you haven't checked that out, go back and listen to that. Me and Scott had a pretty good night as far as our player props as well, and I'm sure myself and Will here for tonight will have a profitable night and put some more money into your guys' pocket. So with that being said, Will, thank you so much, my man. We will be back next week. It'll be conference finals time already for the NBA season. It's going to be crazy, but definitely looking forward to that. You can find me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. Good luck with your bets here tonight. Let's break these books off and let it ride.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYDHealing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.